Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Miles Nadal. How are you, Miles?
I'm terrific, and it's a pleasure to be here, Robert.
And it's really a pleasure to be with you because Miles is the founder and executive chairman of Peerage Capital. And for those of you who know or don't know, this has become a company that he built from scratch to over $1 billion company with 8,500 people. It is a unique company, but even more interestingly is he has this unique set of principles and truly unique. So tell us what the organization is and then tell us about what these principles of business are.
So the business is what I would call a reverse family enterprise. I borrowed $500 from my Visa card 43 and a half years ago. First two people I hired were my parents, and the business evolved over this period of time. We are a major player in self-storage. That's one of our platforms. We have 30 self-storage sites. We have 3 million square feet all in and around Ontario and the GTA. We are a major player in the residential land assembly business. We have about 5.5 million square feet. We have a significant asset management business across North America with around $16 billion of third-party money. And the lastly is we're a substantial player, probably the fourth largest player in North America in the real estate services space, where we will sell between $70 and $80 billion of residential real estate. New construction is about 20% of that. The other 80% of it is resale of residential real estate, principally under the brand of Sotheby's International Realty, where we are the largest operator around the globe. As you said, we have about 8,500 employees, and this is a business that started from scratch. As we built the business, we established principles by which we could build the organization and institutionalize the value system and cultural belief of the organization. And our 12 principles are as follows. Only partner with people that you truly like, admire, respect, and trust. Only partner with people you're prepared to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with a second time. Only partner with people that you're prepared to have a long weekend in a small cabin, small boat, small ranch, or small RV. Only partner with people that are kind to animals. If you aren't kind to your animal, you're not a person who we want to have as our organization. Only partner with people that have the same passion, dedication, and willingness to sacrifice for the common mission. Only partner with people that have the human compassion gene. If you don't want to give time, talent, or treasure to the benefit of others, you're usually selfish. Only partner with people that have the understanding that God gave you two ears and one mouth in proportion for a reason. Use them accordingly. Only partner with people that are understanding that our success in life is about who luck. It's about the people we meet along the journey and the good fortune we have, sometimes just spontaneously. And the last one is only partner with people who understand arithmetic. If you can't count, you usually can't meet time-bound and measurable objectives, and you have no business to be in business. At the end of the day, we're trying to establish principles and qualitative values that we say will be lasting, that they will make a positive impact on the organization's results, but more important, impactful on the culture and values and beliefs of the organization.
So you talked about arithmetic. Let's look at the other part of intelligence. How do you analyze when you're going to hire someone their level of intelligence that they'll have the capacity to work with you?
How much processing power does that person have? Warren Buffett had a great quote. He said, if you have 150 IQ, give away 30 points to your best friend. You don't need it. We do obviously get attracted to people that have big ability to understand complex things, that read a lot, that are very intellectually curious, that ask a lot of questions. But we really care about their ability to ask about the things that they don't know and to not make assumptions. And the last one, which I think has been probably most important in my success in life, is NQ, network quotient. How well are you able to find interesting people, follow up with them, establish relationships, and pursue opportunities to network together, to identify opportunities to do things with people that you never would have thought so. I've met the most remarkable people through really three questions. Who are you and what's your name? Where are you from and what do you do? And I do that whether I'm at a Starbucks, whether I'm at an ice cream store, whether I'm traveling with my children, I'm at a swimming pool, whether I'm at a golf club or I'm at a tennis club or I'm at a sporting event. I have met remarkable people, and those people have enabled me to do things and to meet others and to find transactional opportunities and establish friendships along the route that I never would have otherwise.
Give me an example of how, when you're networking, you go about creating a new opportunity that you would not have even considered prior to that. Are there questions you ask them, or how do you figure that out?
I try to ask them questions to get to know them as a human being, not in their professional capacity. I want to know about them, their family life, their children, what they learned from their parents, what's the most important value that they ascribe to teach their children, all kinds of things that really take people off their normal game as being the CEO or an operator of a business. I then get their information. I always follow up with a personal note. I always tell them that it was a privilege to meet them, that I hope we can establish a relationship. We collect cars and sneakers. I have a world-class collection of classic cars and probably the foremost collection of sneakers. I send them a very large book on each with a personal note, and it makes a lasting impression. I then invite them to come see our museum in Toronto if they ever do want to. And I say, if you want to bring any family, friends of family of friends, you should do so. And sometimes I will put them on a list. I have an email list of about 2,000 people that I send articles to every day. If I find something interesting, I have a distribution list. And it could be anything from a great quote about life or humanity or community or charity, or it could be something that I read about because Warren Buffett said something, or Howard Marks from Oak Tree said something, or some other interview on some media that I thought would be relevant. And I get all kinds of calls from people saying, thank you. I'm sharing this with other people. I appreciate your generosity.
Let's talk about the concept of succession planning, because you've already spoken how do you build things. You have many different types of businesses you're in. What's the secret to that?
So the first thing is it's a huge priority for me, not only for my own succession, but succession within the organization at Peerage Capital, the parent company, and also in each of the, 30 or 40 partner firms. We focus on that. The first principle I have about succession is focus on succession while it's on your mind and where you still believe that your dreams exceed your memories. People focus on succession too late in life, when they're at the twilight of their career. I started this concept, what I call LAM, Life After Milesy, when I was 55 years of age. And I said, despite the fact that I have lots of energy, when I turned 65, I wrote a note that said, I plan to retire, contrary to people's popular belief about me. I'm going to retire 5 years after I pass away. I am the principal shareholder. Sometimes I'm the chairman. But I have said to our people, what you need to do is focus on succession so that you plan for 2, 3, 5 years in advance. But how do you train the people to be your successor so that they are able to understand that role and they're not thrown into it in the face of adversity? I have a fantastic successor. His name is Trevor Maunder. He's 50 years young. He's been with me for 23 years. And for the last 5 years, I made him the CEO, and we shadow each other, and we speak all the time. It's almost as much that we've developed a loving friendship as we've been developed a professional partnership. But the ability to be with me and learn over the years is irreplaceable in understanding not only skills and expertise, but understanding the cultural values that I have built the business with, of which he and the people that report into and with him share those values.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And right now we're speaking with Miles Nadal. And when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to ask him, what was the biggest challenge he had to overcome building from putting $500 on his Visa to building a billion-dollar enterprise? Back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're with Miles Nadal. And this is a guy who you've heard from has exceptional, thoughtful, personal view of life in terms of really caring about people, wanting to be with people, but creating together to make the pie bigger. So you started out, you borrowed $500 on your Visa, ended up with a $1 billion organization, 8,500 people. What was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome, and what did you learn from that challenge?
So show me an entrepreneur who started from scratch. I'll show you someone who has perpetually overcome adversity. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "That which does not kill me makes me stronger." I started in 1980. Interest rates went from 11 to 22%. We went public on Friday, October the 16th of 87, the day before Black Monday. If you remember, the Dow went down 512 points. On Monday, October the 19th, we started our marketing and advertising expansion in 2001, right before the internet bubble burst. We got into the real estate services business in 2007, 2008. World wasn't bad, it was non-existent in the financial crisis. We expanded in the middle of the COVID meltdown. So every time we've done something, there's usually been some kind of adversity that has followed. But, you know, as all other entrepreneurs, I think that Elon Musk said it best. He was interviewed in 60 Minutes by Scott Pelley, and he said he was down to his last $30 million. And he was trying to finance SpaceX and Tesla. And Scott Pelley said, "Would you ever consider quitting?" He said, "No, I'd have to be dead or incapacitated." Most entrepreneurs, when they go through adversity, they buckle down and they put their head down. In my case, my parents were the first two people I hired, so I had no choice but to keep motoring on, because otherwise I would have been in trouble and so would my entire family. You know, every time that we've done something material, there has been a setback. But no, we would never allow any pothole to become a sinkhole. And everything that I focused on in the face of adversity was, how do we get through this? What can we do? How can we marshal resources to buy us time? Because I believe, as King Solomon said, this too shall pass. And in every case, over 43 years, the bad is never as bad as you think it is, and the good is never as good as you think it is.
You talked about the past. Let's talk about the future. What is your vision for Miles Nadal? What are you going to be doing over the next, say, for start, next 10 years? Do you plan ahead and say, I want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or do you just, which is more of an inductive way, or do you do it more of deductively, where you see what emerges and see what opportunities come? How do you look at it?
I think it's both, Robert. First of all, one of the things is, as the business evolved, I was the principal architect of vision. Today, I would say to you that I am a key contributor, but there are so many of our senior leadership and partners who are encouraged to contribute ideas of potential opportunities we should pursue. And I think the idea of the young aspiring business student who meets the successful businessman, asks them, how did you become so successful? The older gentleman looks at him and said, I jump at my opportunity. But the young entrepreneur says to Mr. Reese, Mr. Reese, there's so many opportunities in the world. How do you know which one to jump at? Robert says, I just keep jumping. I have found so many of these opportunities that I wasn't looking for. I'll give you an example. I was sitting on my boat about 3 years ago, and Trevor Munder, our CEO, said, I found a fantastic opportunity. He said, there are two characteristics that you will not like. One, it will require you to read single space type. I said, Trevor, I don't read single space type. You have to tell me a story like I'm an 8-year-old. He said, I can't. He said, I said, are you going to send me a document? He said, no, I'm going to send you two, and you have to read them. It's fascinating. The second thing you won't like is it's a startup. He said, Trevor, I've had 8 hair transplants, got limited donor area left. I don't want a startup. This is a business all about the co-ownership of residential real estate. Simple terms, there are 2.7 million people in Canada who want to buy a home. 20% of the people in Canada who rent want to buy a home. Only 5% can afford them. It resonated for me because we were poor. We never owned a home. And the reason why we never owned a home is we never had the down payment. And the down payment is the single biggest determinant of why people don't buy a home. So we put up to 75% of the equity of the down payment of a home. The owner puts up 25%. We now have 150 people we've done that with in the last 12 months. We think there can be 10,000 people in Canada who will own a home in partnership with Peerage. And it's through a company called Our Borough. I never knew about the business. I never thought about the business. I never thought it was a relevant business until it was brought to my attention. So there will be all kinds of things. My personal mission, besides building our enterprise, is I have a stated goal to give away $180 million in my lifetime. There's a great quote from Forrest Whitcraft. He said, 100 years from now, no one will ever remember the car you drove, the house you lived in, or for that matter, how much money you had in your bank account, but the world may be a different place if you made a difference in the life of a young person. So our goal as a family is to give away $180 million in my lifetime to causes around healthcare, education, supporting entrepreneurship, helping those people less fortunate, and that's in Canada, United States, and Israel. I've given away a third of that already, and it's my goal to give away the other two-thirds in my lifetime, and then my estate will continue to do so, where 20% of the income in perpetuity will go to charitable organizations. I've done something I thought was fun and I think will be valuable. I have one of the largest collections of Air Jordan sneakers in the world. We have about 800 or 900 pair. I have contributed that to a charitable foundation, and that and all the other collectibles around sneaker culture is going to be auctioned off by Sotheby's, the auction house, upon my passing, and all that money will go to underprivileged children. So I get the benefit of being able to enjoy them in my lifetime, share them with family, friends, and colleagues, but ultimately the proceeds will be auctioned off, and that will go to those less fortunate, which is something that motivates me.
Final question, but I just want a one-word answer or maybe a phrase. What is the most important thing that motivates you? Not a sentence. I want just a one-word or phrase.
My legacy.
Growing, succeeding, he's going to be contributing to the world to make it a better place. What a pleasure it is to have you on the CEO show. Can I just ask you one thing?
Anything.
What is the website of your company if someone wants to look it up? And I know you have many companies.
www.peeragecapital.com.
P-E-E-R-A-G-E capital.com. Miles, congratulations on your tremendous work and contributions to the world.
You're very kind. It's an honor and a privilege to be part of your show, and I was very appreciative of your thoughtful questions.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Teivo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Joe. We're here today with Steve Jones. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Robert.
And Steve is the CEO of Allied Universal, and
He's been CEO for 25 years, and they're a leader in security globally. But, you know, I want to say, when you became CEO, you had 400 employees. Right now, you have 800,000 employees, and right behind Walmart and Amazon, you are number three largest employer in the United States. Talk about what the organization that you've really put your blood, sweat, and tears into is.
It's an organization, you know, that does business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and around the globe. So, you know, when holidays come, I was just thinking about this, you know, during the holidays, when holidays come, you know, most businesses, they get to shut down, whether it's, you know, if it's Christmas Day or, you know, whether it's a restaurant or, you know, even, you know, package delivery services or even the trash companies, right? And so they take a day off. Our employees really never get a day off, right? We are on the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a huge responsibility because all around the world, your business is always functioning every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And with 800,000 employees, you know, that what always hits me, you know, personally is, you know, the impact that we have as an organization. You know, it's 800,000 employees, and of those 800,000, many of them have families. Probably most of them have families, right? And so it's, you know, you start to multiply that by the number of people that we impact every single day. Just as a company, you know, it's in the millions. And then you start talking about the number of people that we interface with every day, you know, trying to keep them safe and be there to provide customer service and assist them. And that's, you know, that's in the tens, if not hundreds of millions. And so it's a big social impact, and it's a big responsibility with our employees' lives, their families. And it's not one that I take lightly.
Let's talk about the security business, what it is and how it has been impacted. For example, you're saying 24/7. How do you use technology? What's the key to successful security?
I don't care if it's a college campus or university, or it's a distribution facility, or it's a commercial office building, or it's a retail mall. Really, you know, a corporate security professional looks at all of those really the same way, right? And it's, I've got entry points, I've got visitors, I've got employees, I may have goods that are coming and going, right? And so how do we protect all of those? How do we keep those secure? How do we protect all of those? How do we have our business that allow it to be inviting to our customers? And how do we balance that with security? And so how you balance it really is a blend of technology and people. And, you know, people always ask me, you know, is technology going to displace people? Is this going to be an industry that eventually doesn't have people? And what I always tell them is we're users of technology. So you go to any of those facilities I just described, there's camera systems, there's access control systems, there's alarm systems, there's people watching cameras behind the scenes in security control rooms, right? But there's also people that are out front, and they're responding, and they're helping, and they're assisting. And so, you know, as this industry has evolved, we've obviously seen technology evolve over the years to become much more sophisticated. That really helps the people that are doing the job every day and working closely with the public or with our customers, helps them do their job more efficiently, more effectively, and provide a higher level of security. So it is truly that comprehensive solution of people and technology that create the right level of sophistication for each customer, right? And each customer is a little bit different.
And when you talk about sitting down with customers, at the end of the day, the CEO is really your customer because a lot is on the line for them. Imagine with security breaches in any way, what happens. How do you go about building the customer relationships and understand what customers really want from a security standpoint?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you think about our business, it is such an essential business. And the word essential probably doesn't even do it justice, right? Because in many cases, businesses can't open, right? And so if you think about a commercial office building, in most major cities across the country, there are fire life safety legal requirements, right? You have to have somebody there monitoring the alarm systems, the fire panels. You got to have somebody there to monitor the visitor management system and people coming and going. You can't open that building without somebody in the lobby in many cases, right? We've got distribution facilities or manufacturing facilities or aerospace and defense companies. We've got airports where, again, they can't operate if security's not on site, right? So it is. So when we sit down and we talk with our customers, it's first and foremost, you know, really understanding what role we play in their business. Because in each business is a little different. Some businesses is more customer service focused. Other business, it might be regulatory, right? It could be the TSA. It could be the Coast Guard. It could be, you know, it's petrochemical. If it's an airport, it could be Department of Homeland Security, right? So there could be different requirements for different businesses. And so what role do we play, right? And then how do we have an impact with our service to really, you know, enhance and create value for our customers?
So you obviously did not have such astronomical growth without completely superior customer experience. What is the secret of great service, and what do you think the future of great customer service will be as the world changes so rapidly?
Look, I would say the secret has really truly been that customer intimacy, really building that relationship with the customer and understanding how we add value to their business. It's one thing to be close to a customer. It's another thing to be close to a customer and deliver value where their business actually gets something out of the relationship. And I think that's the key ingredient, right? It's a lot of companies tend to miss, right? And I think the future of that, when you say, you know, what is the future of that, is how do you measure that value, right? And so now if we can sit down with customers, whether it's using analytics or data, we've invested millions and millions of dollars into our business intelligence system. And we really think our business intelligence system is better than any of our competitors in the industry. Matter of fact, I would say it's better than most companies in the industry. So the data that we have, and that we can sit down with our customers and actually talk about not only our relationship, how we add value, but here's how we help you forecast and add value in the future. And how are we forecasting? We're using the data that we've collected and we've analyzed from the past to try to make decisions about, you know, where we best use security in the future.
Absolutely. You wrote this book, No Off Season, and a lot is about hard work. Talk about, you were even on the corner shining shoes. Talk about the whole essence of challenge you faced and how you overcame it.
Yeah, well, thanks. I think that the hard work is... it was something that was really just drilled into me. You know, my father was played football at University of Alabama under Bear Bryant and then played professional baseball. And so, you know, one of the things he taught me at a young age is if you want something, you've got to go work for it. And so it's, you know, again, I try to teach this to, you know, my children, and I also try to teach it to our leadership team that, you know, everyone wants something. It's, you know, not everyone's willing to do all the steps it takes to be successful. And it's those that are willing to do that that literally create success. And look, you're going to have failures along the way. That's the greatest thing about sports, right, is you learn how to win, you learn how to fail. And learning how to fail is almost more important than learning how to win. You got to win with grace. Right? You know, you gotta, when you win, you gotta learn what you did well and what tweaks you still need to make to keep on winning. But when you fail, you gotta learn to pick yourself up, not lose your self-confidence, right? And then figure out, you know, what changes you gotta make, what tweaks to the game plan, right? Where do you let yourself down? Why did you fail? And I think all that goes back to that hard work, right? So you know, as a young kid, in the stories that are in the book that I wrote, those were just stories of, at a very young age, my father just drilled into me, you know, kind of the essence of hard work. If you want something, you got to go create it for yourself. You got to build it, have a plan, and go execute on it. And if you don't execute on it, you got to look yourself in the eyes and ask yourself why, right? And so, again, I just kind of carried that through throughout a lot of the different stories and as to how we built, you know, the organization.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve and find out, how do you grow a company from 400 people to 800,000? Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Jones, who is the global chairman and CEO of Allied Universal, the leader in security. And we've already learned how this impacts from all their data, the insurance, everything with the company. So it should be top of mind for CEOs. But here's the first thing I want to understand from you. So when you joined as CEO in 1996, you had 400 employees, mid-sized company. Now you've 800,000. Talk about what your whole leadership philosophy is. Management philosophy, leadership philosophy. You've obviously done something that very few people in the world have done. What's at the core of it?
It starts with you know, goal setting and strategy, right? And you don't grow from 400 employees to 800,000 employees without having very, very, very specific goals and really holding yourself and your team accountable to it. So, you know, as a team, when we were really, really small, I mean, at 400 employees, we had $12 million in revenues. And I remember the original plan was a four-year plan to double the size of the business, to go to 800 employees and $24 million in revenues. And so that was the plan. And we laid out very, you know, very specific tactical steps that we were going to take to accomplish that goal. We accomplished that goal. And then 4 years later, we set the new goal. The new goal was we were going to go from $24 million to $75 million in revenues, right? So we were going to triple the size of the business, and we were going to do it in 7 years. We happened to do it in four. And again, it was laying out the game plan. Right, I'm a big sports guy, and so, you know, it's about laying out the game plan, and it's about executing on that game plan, holding yourself accountable. We as an organization, as a leadership team, you know, we talk on a regular basis. We're actually on a weekly basis with the senior leaders of the organization, and every week we talk about kind of the same things. And one of the things that you always hear us say is, you know, what do the tapes say? Watch the tape. And my message on that is, in sports, in football or other sports, you know, you capture the play or what you did on tape. And so, you know, if you want to see what you did or how you performed or where you failed or where you could have done better, you go watch the tape, right? You go watch the film. And I've got a couple of young boys that are in sports, and I force them to watch their game films. Because, you know, they'll say, I had a great game. I go, well, let's watch the game film. Let's see, did we really have a great game film? And so how well did we really do last week, right? The metrics will tell you one thing. But again, if you're being really honest with yourself and you're looking at, did you accomplish everything that you said you're going to accomplish to get to your bigger, broader strategy, the tape will tell you another, right? And so that's really how we did it. You know, every year we set new goals, and it was to get better and better and better each and every year, get bigger each and every year. We laid out a game plan every year. We measured ourselves against it, you know, wins, losses, where we could have done better. We tweak our game plan, and that's how we approached it.
And when you're talking about game plan, not everyone knows that you are a college football player and you played at the beloved and iconic John Madden's alma mater, and you knew a lot. You've met with him numerous times. What did you learn from him? What can CEOs learn from a guy like John Madden and sports to help grow a business so successfully? And a big word I'm thinking about is accountability, because you've mentioned it at least twice, and CEOs always want to know about that.
I think business and sports has so much in common. Because, you know, whether it's sports or business, you know, it all starts off with a dream, right? A vision. You know, when you're a little kid, you want to win the Super Bowl, you want to go to the World Series, right? You want to be an Olympic swimmer, whatever it is. But it always starts off with a dream. And when you start your business or when you come in as a CEO of a business, you've got a dream, right? You've got a plan. Where are you going to take this business from? And then it's about execution. And execution is really, you know, are you doing the things that you say you're going to do to accomplish your goal, right? I mean, everyone has goals. I think, you know, as a coach, and then John Madden, you know, would say is, you know, okay, you know, you have a goal to be the best, but are you putting in the work every day to actually be the best? You know, you're measuring the results. Are the results showing that you're going in the right direction? And I think that's sometimes where strategy and execution get lost. And I think that, you know, obviously it's not easy. It never is. And it takes a tremendous amount of hard work, but it also takes a tremendous amount of dedication, and it takes your team to be able to come together, as you know, you and your viewers all know.
When you talk about team, you are known for having this great culture that promotes from within and is values driven.
Look, I hate bureaucracy, and you know, I'd like to say there's no bureaucracy in our organization. I know, you know, at close to $20 billion in revenues and 800,000 employees, there's probably some bureaucracy, but I try to stomp it out any way I can. We truly have what I call our locker room conversations. We get our management team together on a quarterly basis. We shut the door and we talk like we would talk in a locker room. And what I mean by that is that we're open and honest. Well, you can challenge everyone. My only caveat is, you know, you can't attack anyone personally, right? It's not against Steve Jones personally, but if there was an idea, if there was a strategy that we had, if we failed in the execution, let's bring it up. That open and honest dialogue, I think is absolutely core to what we do. Because we've sat in meetings where we thought, you know, we had a good strategy, or we thought we were doing it well, or we thought that, you know, it was a failure on the team in the field for not executing. And we realized through that open and honest dialogue that, you know, really, you know, we failed, right? We failed to communicate it properly. We had a bad strategy. The plan to execute was bad. So we were able to tweak it. And that's kind of how we're always constantly tweaking. So first and foremost, honest dialogue. I'd say the second thing is about our organization that I really try to push is just speed. I take it that away from football. You know, you've got a game that's only four quarters, and so you go in at halftime, your ability, the team that can make changes and adjustments at halftime and come out in the second half usually has a better chance of winning, right? And so, you know, how well can your team make changes and adjustments? And how long does it take, right? So it's the speed of being able to do something like that. So I always talk about being flexible and nimble. And I say, look, we're a very large company, but we got to act like a small company. And, you know, when you were small, everyone cared. Every decision mattered. You could change on a dime, right? And then for some reason, you get big and you lose all that muscle memory. And so, you know, we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we continue to be flexible, nimble, innovative, and then honest with our dialogue with each other. And again, we're not perfect, and I'm not here to stand on a soapbox and say we're the greatest company in the world. We're certainly striving to be there, but you know, we're a long ways from being there. But that's the core.
And there you have it, Steve. I want to tell you a great pleasure, continued success, because you're keeping the fabric of America growing. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.